leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks that left at least 1,200 Israelis dead and more than 250 taken hostage. Talks on ending the war are taking place in Egypt. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
President Trump optimistic about the chances of success.
We're going to have a Gaza deal, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Growing numbers of Israelis now demanding an end to the war and the return of the hostages, among them the bodies of two Americans, Omar Neutra and Itay Chen.
The government shutdown goes on, both Democrats and Republicans digging in. No new talks are scheduled. The shutdown has led to air traffic control shortages at some airports, including Burbank, California, where the airport was forced to shut down last night. President Trump is now talking about invoking the more than 200-year-old Insurrection Act so he can send National Guard troops into cities where local leaders say they aren't wanted and aren't needed. This is ABC News. Three people on board a medical helicopter that crashed on a highway in Sacramento, California, are alive but critically hurt. ABC's Alex Stone has more on what happened.
Getting reports of a helicopter crash.
It was at the end of the evening commute. A bright red Reach Air medical helicopter slammed onto busy Highway 50 in Sacramento. Another medical helicopter overhead reporting in the Reach helicopter was down.
EC-135 down. It's in the middle of the freeway. We're getting medical to them immediately.
The audio from liveatc.net. Bystanders came to their aid. Those inside reported to be alive. Sacramento Fire says all three on board were crew members. No patients were on board as the chopper was lifting off from UC Davis Medical Center before it crashed. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers asking he be sent to a prison in New Jersey. They say that facility has a drug treatment program that they think will help him stay sober. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. A decision on the Line 5 pipeline relocation project could soon be reached following the conclusion of a contested permit hearing on Friday. This project would see a 41-mile reroute of the pipeline to go around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation rather than through it. Enbridge Energy was forced to shut down that part of the pipeline and pay over $5 million for trespass as a result of a 2019 lawsuit. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band are challenging the waterway and wetland permit issued for the project by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last year, arguing the agency lacked the necessary information on specific rivers and streams that could be affected. They've also expressed concerns that construction on the relocation project could negatively affect area waterways. Last week, the DNR argued that the Line 5 pipeline relocation project is the most studied in the agency's history. Officials say they applied stringent permitting standards in line with state law. A previous environmental impact statement also found the possibility of an oil spill or pipe failure to be extremely remote. The groups challenging the permit also argued that Enbridge Energy has a track record of spills, including another section of the Line 5 pipeline and the Line 3 pipeline in Minnesota. After weeks of sessions in both Ashland and Madison, an administrative law judge may now decide the future of the relocation project. Both sides will have the opportunity to appeal the decision after it is issued. Monday, October 13th, from 4:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., there's a Heart Saver First Aid / CPR / AED course at North Central Technical College in Phillips. This training includes adult, child, and infant, and successful completion includes American Heart Association certification that is valid for 2 years. A textbook is required, which can be purchased at NTZ's campus store. The cost of this course is $61 plus a textbook. You can learn more and register at ntc.edu. Once again, this is taking place Monday, October 13th from 4:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at 1408 Pine Ridge Road in Phillips. Gas prices are going down in Wisconsin, but up in other parts of the country. Here's Lisa Hale.
Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher?
Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football, but from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On a look, couple local sports notes about a volleyball team. Couple of nice wins over Bayfield last night, JV and varsity both winning last night. Hurley and Shawamigan Middle School clashed in Glidden last night. Hurley got the best of Shawamigan in both the A and the B game last night. On the schedule today, a lot going on. The 7th and 8th grade football team of Shawamigan Butternut Mercer, they've had a good year. They'll travel to Lake Holcomb for a contest tonight. That'll be a 5 o'clock start for that. And the Shawamigan volleyball team, JV and varsity, down in Abbotsford, they'll start at 5:30 this afternoon. The Phillips tennis team, they got their tournaments today. Multiple schools at the Menards Tennis Center for tennis WIAA action, tournament action today. And the 7th and 8th grade football team of Phillips will hit the road down to Owen Withy today. The cross-country teams of Prentice and Phillips will both be running down in Marshfield in a match today. And the Phillips volleyball team will play host to Rib Lake, while the Prentice volleyball team will hit the road today. They'll be traveling to Athens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Wisconsin's Healthy Lakes and Rivers Initiative is celebrating its 10-year anniversary in 2025. The Healthy Lakes and Rivers program aims to protect and restore the health of the state's lakes and rivers by increasing property owner participation in habitat restoration, as well as runoff and erosion control projects. More details about the program when we return, but first...
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating a milestone year for the statewide Healthy Lakes and Rivers Initiative. It's been around for 10 years, helping to protect Badger State waters. Launched in 2015 in collaboration with the Wisconsin Lakes and Rivers Partnership, HLR aims to protect and restore the health of the state's lakes and rivers by increasing property owner participation in habitat restoration, as well as runoff and erosion control projects. The initiative is based on five simple and inexpensive best practices. Fish sticks, that is large woody habitat structures that use trees grouped together, native shoreline plantings, water diversion practices, rock infiltration practices, and rain gardens. Shoreline property owners and local partner groups can learn more about the program at the HLR website. Just go to healthylakeswi.com. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some frost early, otherwise sunny skies, cool and crisp with highs in the upper 50s. Chilly tonight with lows in the upper 20s with widespread frost developing after midnight. On Wednesday, sunny skies again with highs right around 60. Right now, it's 34.
Sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up.
The shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules, and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. But then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98Q Country.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Hey, I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its way, wanna feel its way. And put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. I want a little more right. Tomorrow's 10 years away. And just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Smoke a little smoke. Yeah.
I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think, think, think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
So here we are, here all alone. Band quit playing, everyone went home. But the stars are still out, and you're so damn hot. And I ain't ready for the music to stop. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my all night long. Be the buzz in my Dixie cup. I'm steady rocking till the sun comes up. You know I really love to watch you dance. Be my old hell yeah. I need a little sing-along, sing-along coming on. Baby, baby, be my love song. Girl, fast or slow, three-quarter time, it don't have to make sense, and it don't have to rhyme, as long as it's you, babe, I'm all in. And when it's over, just play it again. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my all night long. Be the buzz in my Dixie cup, my steady rock until the sun comes up. You know I really love to watch you dance. Baby, be my all, hell yeah. I feel a little sing along, coming on. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my melody, my little feel good that gets to me. Don't be shy, baby, set it free. Crank it up, hit me way down deep. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my all night long. Be the buzz in my Dixie cup, my steady rock until the sun comes up. You know I really love to watch you dance. Baby, be my all, hell yeah. I feel a little sing along coming on. I feel a little sing along coming on. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my love song. Oh, yeah. Be my love
song. Easton Corbin, 98Q Country. Morning show coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Brewers win. The Brewers win, and they'll try to get a three-game sweep. Get out the brooms. If you're going to Wrigley tomorrow, bring your broom with. Yeah, yeah. Going for the sweep. So that'll be a 4:08 first pitch tomorrow, a 3:30 pregame. That's right here. Hey, it's Tuesday. You know what that means? Oh, it's Mexican Day at the Phillips Cafe. Yeah, that famous Mexican menu that Bill and the crew over at Stony Pub had. Well, they're doing that over at Phillips Cafe every Tuesday. Very popular. You can go there for lunch or supper and have some good, good Mexican food at the Phillips Cafe right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Always great food at a great value. Got some birthdays to get to. If you have somebody who's celebrating today, we would love to wish them a happy birthday, happy anniversary. Just give us a call quick at 715-762-3221. You can always email those ahead of time. WCQM@civicmedia.us. And also, Civic Media app is a good one, too. You can use that same app you do to enter the contest, to shoot us a message on there. And let's see. I'm looking through. Oh, yeah, we got a couple in there right now. By the way, congratulations to our grand prize winner. Now, this is a Civic Media company, statewide, multi-state, actually, contest with most of our Civic Media stations. And the grand prize winner of a pair of tickets to see Minnesota Green Bay over in Green Bay November 23rd was Dennis Sangstock. He's from Minocqua, and had a chance to talk with him a little bit yesterday. Does a little driving around for his job, and he texted us several times during the 2 weeks we did the contest, and he was a winner. So Dennis Sangstock, congratulations, grand prize winner in our text to win contest with 98Q Country and Civic Media. Let's do some news and sports. We'll come back with all of our birthdays in just a moment here. It's 8:31.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks that left at least 1,200 Israelis dead and more than 250 taken hostage. Talks on ending the war are taking place in Egypt. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
President Trump optimistic about the chances of success.
We're going to have a Gaza deal, I'm pretty sure, yeah?
Growing numbers of Israelis now demanding an end to the war and the return of the hostages, among them the bodies of two Americans, Omar Neutra and Itay Chen.
The government shutdown goes on, both Democrats and Republicans digging in. No new talks are scheduled. The shutdown has led to air traffic control shortages at some airports, including Burbank, California, where the airport was forced to shut down last night. President Trump is now talking about invoking the more than 200-year-old Insurrection Act so he can send National Guard troops into cities where local leaders say they aren't wanted and aren't needed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Price County Highway Department would like to inform you that today, October 7th, they will begin shouldering on County Highway C, beginning at County Highway YY and ending 7 miles north at State Highway 86 in the towns of Hill and Spirit. County Highway C will be closed to through traffic from 6:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. through to October 9th. There will be no sign detour. Once again, today, County Highway C will be closed to through traffic from 6:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. through October 9th, and there will be no sign detour. The Paris County Highway Department thanks you very much for your cooperation and patience in this time of construction. Thursday, October 16th, from 1:45 p.m. to 2:45 p.m., there's homeschool and virtual learning pumpkin decorating over at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips. This is hosted by the Phillips Public Library, and registration is required. You can call the library at 715-339-2868 or stop at the front desk to get signed up. Supplies and a light snack will be provided. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 16th, from 1:45 p.m. to 2:45 p.m., over at 144 North Avon Avenue in Phillips. This month, the State Department of Transportation urges parents and caregivers to set good examples for teen drivers. Isabella Nieto has more.
A teen driver is involved in a crash every 28 minutes in Wisconsin. In 2024, teen drivers were involved in over 18,000 crashes statewide, causing 70 fatalities and over 5,000 injuries. 24 teenage drivers were killed in these crashes. October is Teen Driver Safety Month, encouraging parents and caregivers to teach their teens how to drive safely. In a video released by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, State Trooper Drager urged parents to make sure their teens know the rules of the road before getting behind the wheel.
Your teen watches how you drive, so be sure to set the right example. Be consistent with the message you tell your teen and your own driving behaviors.
The Wisconsin DOT urges parents and caregivers to have conversations with their teens about the importance of safe driving and being clear about the rules. Never drive impaired, buckle up, avoid distractions, and watch the speed limit.
We all have a role in keeping teens safe on the road. Thanks for doing your part.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher? Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to go out there and play football. But from just confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Birthdays, anniversaries. We got Scott Schulke, who celebrated yesterday. Got a little late text in there, but Mom and Dad wishing you a happy birthday. We'll give you the whole week, Scott, since we're a little belated on giving that to you. Anybody gives you grief about that, you let me know. Lisa and Jake Dahlgren, anniversary celebrants today on this October the 7th. Cade and Lily and the whole family there wishing Lisa and Jake a very happy anniversary today. And Connie Ulig is celebrating today, longtime educator in the Northwoods. Somebody sent us a nice note about Connie, Glidden Elementary School teacher, Connie Ulig, 95. Today. Connie, happy birthday to you. Hope it is a terrific day for you. If you're celebrating today, you share your day with winner of American Idol Season 5, Taylor Hicks. He's 49 today. Simon Cowell, X Factor, ex-American Idol judge. That's where he really made his fame in the United States anyway, was the original American Idol where he was nasty. He was nasty, and it was good. it was disturbingly entertaining to watch Simon Cowell tell singers that they stink, and he would, he shattered dreams every show, and that's when Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson, and Paula Abdul, the original judges on American Idol, did their thing. They made that show. They built that show. And Simon Cowell, I think he's settled down a little bit now, right? He's on America's Got Talent, isn't he? Or whatever he's on now. From what I've seen, I don't watch those shows much anymore, but it seems like he's settled down a little bit and a little bit nicer. Vladimir Putin, the Russian leader, was a KGB agent during the Soviet era. He's 73 today. John Cougar Mellencamp, or just John Cougar, depends on what part of his career you're talking about. I think one of the great solo artists in the history of rock and roll. Just pretty simple. He had it all, just kind of coolness and great voice, obviously. Great song choices. John Mellencamp. You put a best of John Mellencamp playlist in your ear, and I think you'll be happy for a while, an hour or two probably. 74 for John Mellencamp today. He's still performing. He performed at Farm Aid over in Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago. Kieran Kane, the singer, is 76 today. Colonel Oliver North, the Iran-Contra scandal figure, now an author and a broadcaster. He is 82 today. Joy Behar, the comedian, actress, and writer, is a co-host of The View. If you go on The View, you're gonna get it. And she gets it from a lot of people. Joy Behar, whose real name is Josephine Victoria Ochiuto. 83 today for Joy Behar. Desmond Tutu, the South African archbishop and freedom fighter, born on this day, 1931, passed in 2021. Al Martino, the one-time bricklayer, became famous as a coroner and an actor in the Godfather series movies. Al Martino, Jasper Sini, his real name, born in 1927, passed in 09. And June Allison, born in the Bronx, New York, the actress from Executive Suite, The Glenn Miller Story, Little Women, The Three Musketeers, born on this day, 1917. June Allison passed back in 2006. And Elijah Muhammad, He led the Nation of Islam from 1934 to 1975. Born on this day, 1897. He passed back in 1975.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some frost early, otherwise sunny skies, cool and crisp with highs in the upper 50s. Chilly tonight with lows in the upper 20s with widespread frost developing after midnight. On Wednesday, sunny skies again with highs right around 60. Right now, it's 34.
98Q Country.
Good day to get some yard work done. You get out there. It feels a little cool at first, but once you get moving, very pleasant out there with temperatures near 60. Here's John Michael Montgomery at 98Q Country.
I like the feel of your name on my lips, and I like the sound of your sweet, gentle kiss, and the way that your fingers run through my hair, and how your scent lingers even when you're not there. And I like the way your eyes dance when you laugh, and how you enjoy your 2-hour bath, and how you convince me to dance in the rain with everyone watching like we were insane. But I love the way you love me. Strong and wild, slow and easy, heart and soul, so completely I love the way you love me. Slightly off key, and I like the innocent way that you cry. It's sappy old movies you've seen hundreds of times, but I love.
In the morning.
They just really enjoy it, and it's so different because it makes you enjoy it just that much more because they're having fun.
98Q Country.
Horns are honking, I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign.
Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait in 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Down about forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor, man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist and a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get back with my soul. All I gotta do is take some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl.
Q Country.
There's something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. She's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Well,
Walker at 98Q Country Morning Show, coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios at Aspirus Health. Better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. We'll get Coach Precor in here to talk a little Logger football in just a moment. What a game they had on Friday night. Oh, my goodness gracious. This was a good old-fashioned shootout between two good teams. And I'm excited to talk to Coach Precor about the flow and ebb of this game. So stay tuned. He'll join us in just a little bit. A community reminder that every Saturday, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is there for you, for Price County, Southern Ashland, and the surrounding area. As long as you are a resident of the state of Wisconsin, you can come to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. And it's every Saturday from 9 to 11. Income guidelines available at thelordscupboard.org and Lord's Cupboard Facebook page. But maybe you're struggling, maybe you're a bit food challenged. We know how high food prices are, and maybe your family is just struggling to get through the month. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is not meant to be your only source of food. It's just meant to be a little bit of a support and a lift. Every Saturday they're there, and you get anywhere from 40 to 50 pounds of food, depending on the week. And you can come twice a month. So that's the Lord's Cupboard right in downtown Park Falls. They're right across from the post office. Now, if you'd like to support the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, a great way to do that is to volunteer. You can send a message through the Lord's Cupboard Facebook page if you like, or lordscupboard.org. Or you can make a donation. Any forward bank, Park Falls, Phillips, you can go right up to the counter and just say, put this in the Lord's Cupboard account, and they'll do it. So that's a great way to support the Lord's Cupboard financially. You can always get more information and links to the Lord's Cupboard at the 98qcountry.com/events page. 8:54 here at 98Q Country.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautos.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
98Q Country.
Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died, and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube, watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky, and the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV. But all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. It was 1980-something.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98 Cube Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the world marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks of October 7th, indirect talks between Hamas and Israel have begun in Egypt on ending the war in Gaza. In the showdown over President Trump sending the National Guard into American cities, the confrontation's playing out in the courts.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker fights President Trump's deployment in court, calling it an unconstitutional invasion of Illinois.
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
Federal judge appointed by President Joe Biden temporarily siding with the administration, declining to block the National Guard's deployment to Illinois for now.
ABC's